and we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. He's the guest curator, along with his wife, Linda Norman, Tom Torlimke, and he's going to talk about a unique exhibit they have that brings in great ideas and everything. And they just finished their exhibit earlier, the This Is It exhibit, and he might talk a little bit about it. It's called Sense and Sensibility, Poetry and Painting. Tom, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Hi. Aloha. Hey, thanks for having me, Larry and Esther. It's so nice to see you.
It's really good to see you.
Good to see you too, Tom. Well, you know, before we get into the new exhibit, that was an exciting one. This Is It was a great exhibit. I know I was trying to get over there the night of that you had the reception with all the artists, and you had some other things. So just tell us briefly, touch back on that, and then we'll move on.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It was just fantastic. All of these great documentary and journalistic photographers were there, like the cream of the crop. It was just fantastic. And all these guys and women, these photographers, they all like respect one another, and they brought out a really big crowd. We had people from the New York Times came, Washington Post. We had all these people coming out to see these fantastic photographers. And the stories, you know, I was thinking at first the stories were a little bit, super heavy about life and people and stuff, and thinking, oh, maybe we won't get a good turnout, but everybody wanted to see this stuff. And it's such important work that everybody like is welcome into those people's lives that they documented. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, we were privileged to have two of the photographers on, John Lowenstein, Mariah Carson, and they really gave us some insights into that.
Yeah, it's just how much of their life they devote and dedicate to visiting these stories that they're after is amazing. Some of them last years and years of these photographers engendering trust from those people and getting in their community and then taking really poignant, important pictures that tell the truth.
Well, after only speaking with them for such a short time, you could feel the heart and soul of both of them, and it really shows in their work.
Yeah, I agree.
One of the questions I have before you tell us about the exhibit is how both you and Linda got brought in to be be the curators there real quick, and then let's talk about the new exhibit.
Well, I think, you know, we go to the events there, and we were at an event, and we were talking to John Kane, and he was talking about, you know, stepping down and stuff, and he was getting really worried about that. And we had been mulling this around for a while, that we really miss doing show, you know, even though we do projects and shows, us together organizing things, it's not the same as having like an institution behind you where you can, you know you're going to be able to do some incredible stuff because of funding and all of that stuff. So when we were talking to John Kane, we were like, you know, we should throw our hat in the ring. We should try to see if they'd go for us doing this, because we'd get so much out of it and they would get so much out of it. That's providing we would do a good job or not. And then that's how it happened.
Very good. And of course, that's Linda's old stomping grounds. When I worked at the center there in the theater, she was there also. So it's kind of bringing her back to her old game. So tell us about this new exhibit.
So this new exhibit, you know, Sense and Sensibility, Poetry and Painting, is like, it's a thing that is like close to my heart. It's been rolling around in my head for a while, you know. It's the greatest art, I think, going to all the museums, going to all the exhibits and stuff. I would walk into looking at all of this art and be like, wow, you know, I've seen this painting, whatever, 70 times, and it still has something new for me. What is it that keeps drawing me to this painting, you know? And it's like, it's undescribable. The communication of visual art through people's minds is undescribable. And it's a lot like poetry. The artists and the poets, it seems as though they have like their eyeballs are made of like mirror inside their head. They can see, reflect what's inside them and what's outside them. They can reflect that at the same time while they're painting, while they're interacting with life. And then whatever's on the canvas is like, it's mysterious, but yet it's familiar, because really it's about life. So we've all seen it in one form or another. So then it's got two and three different lives, the lives of the artists that they saw, the things outside, the things inside. And then the people have the same baggage or content in their head when they look at the work. So everybody sees something different. So that's how it started.
It's, you know, you're so right about that, because you can have one artist's body of work, and then there's that one piece out of 70 pieces that just really calls to you over and over again as well. So it's just amazing, those moments. So, it, you know, like the, when you said poetry and painting, it had me wondering whether these pieces included text in them in some sort of way, or.
No, not really. I mean, okay. I don't think anybody puts text in there. It's mostly symbolic idea that poetry is like not all what when you read it, it's stacked with other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have about a minute left. So, Tom, tell us about some of the things going on and with it. Tell us about the dates of the show and real quickly.
Yeah. So I'll tell you about the artists. So the artists are Bradley Biancardi, Ellen Green, Tyru Slang Jones, Nina Rizzo, William Staples, Ann Toby, Pedro Velez, and Gabriel Villa. The opening reception is Thursday, January 26th, 5 to 8 p.m. And then we got some additional programming right away that weekend right after that. There's an artist panel discussion Saturday, January 28th at 2 p.m. And it's just fantastic. You're going to be like just mesmerized by these paintings. These paintings are like, they're out of this world. They're like, they're mystical. They're poetic. They're like psychological. They're moving and they're familiar, but yet they're not familiar. There's nature.
You have me totally intrigued.
Yeah.
Well, we have to wrap it up there, Tom. Thank you so much for coming to Art in the Air Spotlight. That's the new exhibit at South Shore Arts, Sense and Sensibility, Poetry and Painting. And it opens on opening receptions January 26th, running through March 24th. Thank you for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the full one-hour Art on the Air program on Lakeshore Public Radio is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.